Okay, we have another question here. You say that jobs will be provided. Please specify the types of job you will be offering and approximate numbers of each category of the jobs you will need. What experience and education will each of these positions require? Propose anywhere from 55 to 60 jobs. That will be jobs that require bachelor's or master's or even PhDs in some production jobs. There will also be vocational jobs, people with high school or vocational training. Running a facility like this is quite complicated, so there will be a lot of training for anyone who comes in. We like to retain people. We like to treat people well. We will pay them well. We have benefits, and we will train them, and it's important for us to have a stable workforce. I would say probably that number will have it's about 50-50 maybe mix in people with college education and people working in fish processing or in the fish facility with high school degrees. And as we said, we aim to be a good employer and provide good paying, stable jobs here in the community. I don't know if you want to add anything else, anyone?
I would add education is not a barrier to a good job. We are looking for competent, and competent people are rewarded and will be allowed to grow into positions, especially as you move forward. I've seen that in many, many other situations in RAS farms where competent people rapidly advance. It's not education-based, it's intelligence-based.
And we propose to work with both universities and also community colleges in terms of training. And we are looking into internships, for example, also with people in college. So I don't know who's next now. There's a question over here.
I'm close.
Microphone, you're in a question.
Okay. Hi. My question is, Eric, you talked about scaling up and how the proposal is to enlarge. And at this time, as you know, there are 7 tank farm proposals, both ends of this estuary, here and whole oceans up in Bucksport. Is there any way that the review of these could be consolidated a bit? Because, you know, the challenge often becomes you have cumulative impacts that are not such a big deal with this one or with that one or that one. But when you just add them together, you look at the picture. And for Penobscot Bay, we're trying to look at this one picture, the bay and river. And I think it's especially important because this, if this happens and it starts working well, there'll be a third and a fourth and a fifth coming. So would you be interested in working with Whole Oceans and them on some kind of more cumulative review, perhaps even an environmental impact study? Thank you.
So I think it's important. I agree, you need to look at the big picture. And given that there's interest around the bay, I think one of the most important things is that we need to be subject to very strict standards. So that's partially also the authority's job to make sure that happens. So if there's room to create more jobs around this bay, we need to make sure that they're created in a sustainable way. And that means we have to be extremely responsible for what we do, as well as the people in Bucksport. I think the two projects are based on very different premises, to be honest, very different locations. They're in the stream or the river location. We are not. So their considerations are very different. But the fact that there's possible to have dialogue on things, I've met management there, so I'm familiar with them. And we have discussed potential collaboration areas in Maine. One example is, for example, downstream activities in the value chain of this industry. For example, byproducts, value enhancement activities that could create additional jobs and industries in Maine. So we are talking, but where that's going to end up, I'm not sure. I don't know today. It really depends on both parties.
Oh, I see. Okay, because to the fish, they don't care who the parties are. They're swimming back up to bay and river.
The fish?
I said the wild fish.
The wild fish.
Yes, yes.
What was your concern about the wild fish?
The two effluents need to be looked together because the fish are going to be exposed to both of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Just very briefly then, the just need to make sure you're looking at the wild fish as they're coming up and down. They don't care that they're two separate businesses, but the effluents are going to go into the same water that they transferred. It's not two separate places and two separate planets or something.
I think the most important thing that everybody can do, it's our responsibility and theirs and the authorities and everyone, is to make sure that the strictest biosecurity measures available are used. Mm. I cannot speak for Bakkesport. I can only speak for us. But I think, you know, your point is well taken. Biosecurity measures need to be best-in-class available technology to protect wild fish populations. Mm-hmm. That is very important. I agree.
We have a question back here.
Hi. Thank you for taking our questions. To the lobstermen, this is the first time I've ever held a sign outside of here. I live in Belfast, so please consider that maybe other people do have valid questions that you don't know. So if you get this factory up and running, it's all good, full of fish, they're swimming around in a circle, you're growing fish, and we have a blizzard, happens in Maine, and we lose power for a couple of days, or the dreaded ice storm. Anybody here through the ice storm? We lose power for a week. What happens?
You want me to bet, David, you want to, or these guys can answer that.
That is an essential part of redundancy that is built into the plant. So we have a backup generation plan. There will be on-site generators that will power the facility during any power blip, be it a few minutes to hours to days, that will allow us to function with no impedance or any concerns to the fish welfare or any slowdown of issues. So the fish will be, they won't notice.
Basically. People lost power for a week during the ice storm. It can happen. We're going to have more extreme weather. Let's say you don't have enough power to keep it running. It's a valid question. Was anybody here during the ice storm?
That's what the generators are for.
For a week?
Yes.
Wow.
We have more than a week.
Yes.
Big fish fry.
We have actually more than a week capacity. Ed, do you want to answer?
Sure. The timing of the question is very, very good for us because we actually spent several hours today meeting with some of our consultants talking about this issue. It's an extremely expensive risk for us. If we lose power for more than 5 minutes, we start losing money. So for that reason, we are already, as well as, you know, to get to your question about what happens if fish start dying, we're not willing to let that happen for many reasons. So we are spending significant capital to know that we are completely independent of the grid if we need to be for an extended period of time.
Okay, Dan, and then we'll have everyone back there.
I'm sorry, this is just a follow-up to the last question. I was looking at your permitting primer here, and it talks about your permits, and you were just mentioning that you were going to provide your own power, and I don't see any air permits on this. I also don't see any solid waste permits, because what are you going to do all the material that you take at the end of the day?
What was the last permit you referred to?
Solid waste for the waste that you take out of the tanks. The 97% solid you get out, okay? And then one last follow-up from before, which was you had mentioned that lines on the drawing and so on, and obviously this facility hasn't been done at this size yet, so I'm just wondering what level of percent complete you'll be when you submit for your permits. Thank you.
So for the energy, we did look at the air pollution and the requirements for air pollution permits, and what we decided is that the best move forward would be to use top-of-class generation plant, which are exempt from those permits. Not because we're avoiding the permits, but because they are so above and beyond the emission standards that are already set that everybody in the state understands that there's no, or that the emissions are so mitigated that it's not worth permitting because we'll be well beyond the emission standards set to date. So that's the, go ahead.
We're off to that. Well, that might be the case where you would not need to, if you select the correct technology or the correct tier engine, mm-hmm. you would not need a permit for that reason. but you still just have to demonstrate that you meet the National Air Quality Standards offsite at the Little River and so on.
Yes. And,
okay.
And great. We will through
that. You'll do that.
Great. We will do that, showing the technology. Facility. I think one thing that should be kept in mind is that, as we've mentioned before, this is not one huge tank that holds 33 million pounds of fish. It is 18 tanks, of which are a much more reasonable scale, closer to what's been done in the past. So the scale-up is simply multiples of that regular or traditional size tank. The tank itself is bigger than others, but it's not on that mega scale that we're talking about. It's really just replicating several iterations of proven and tested technology.
So how far along will the plans be?
The plans will be...
When are you going for permitting?
We will be submitting permitting, you know, as Eric mentioned, as soon as possible. We're looking to really try and bring that in very soon. And at that point, we will have every requirement that DEP, EPA, and Army Corps have set forth for regulatory, state environmental regulatory permitting. Hmm. That is site law checklist that you can find on DEP's website, the NERPA application requirements talking about the natural resource impacts, as well as the Army Corps' impacts. At that point, we will be going... what I would call probably a 50% DD.
Okay.
And then when we get into closer to getting those permits approved, we will be looking to talk with the City of Belfast and providing 100% CDs for building permits at that point.
And then the last question was solid waste.
Solid waste, we will be not treating that on site. We will be having a transportation contractor. Again, going back to the SLOTA permitting, we are going to be identifying in our application who those partners are that we've identified and spoken with, and they have confirmed that they can handle the waste that we are going to be discharging.
And where it's going?
Which will get at 12 parts a day, too.
That, what you're referring to as waste is a byproduct. It's a valuable source of nitrogen, phosphorus, and other organics that many people have a high degree of interest in, and we've been in discussions with many parties. We haven't necessarily contracted with any of them yet. However, there are many interested parties who recognize the potential resource that they have available to them, and we'll be working with partners in the future.
You can't be more specific.
It's coming in the next application.
That's true. I mean, it's obviously
next application.
A resource.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I understand it's a valuable resource, but it's also going to be trucked in large volumes. And how is that part worked on? I mean, I'd love to see it go to a digester and be used maybe potentially there.
It's on the roadmap.
There will be in the next permit.
We're not going to get into too much detail with it because, like we said, we're talking to those people. We haven't signed any contracts informally. I met with a digester today.
Okay, great.
We have, okay, go ahead, and then we have a question back there.
Okay, I wonder if you understand the values issues that a lot of us are concerned with. You're talking about high-tech solutions. A lot of us are really concerned about our way of life, the quality, the character of our town. Our town is like, it's a shining gem of local food, small scale, small business. And this is like an invasion from outer space kind of. It's for some of us, not all of us. And we're also concerned about the sustainability of the planet and our ecology. So we hear all the time that aquaculture is going to feed the planet. What you're talking about is a rather high cost per unit fish. We don't have to eat fish high on the food chain. We can eat little fish that end up as pellet feed for these aqua farms. We've seen the destruction of our ecology widespread by industrial farming. I would call this an industrial farming scale. We would like to, there are many examples now from even individual people on this planet who are restoring habitat. If you give the habitat a chance, it can be restored. People are doing it, but they're not doing it on a huge scale with great investment and great high profits. It's a small thing. So for you, you are involved in a very large scale thing with big profits and big money. And Belfast is built on small farms, small businesses. And so we are threatened, some of us, that the character of our town that we love is going to disappear. And so even if you are successful in all you do with your filtering, and I believe that you have intention to do the highest quality, large-scale, large fish aquafarming, but some of us just don't value that at all, and that's not where we want to be. And we also, there's a movement that's more and more gaining power because big corporations have ruined a lot of small towns and a lot of bigger towns, really. And we value local control, and we're scared. And I don't know if you understand that.
I totally respect those views, and I understand them. I don't have the whole history of this town. I've come to understand some of the history. I mean, you come from a history which you don't. As for corporations, you know, what can I say? Yes, there have been many corporations on this planet who could have done a better job. I think this industry that we are in needs to do a better job. If we look at where it's come from and where it needs to go, it needs to do better. People have been talking about the feed industry for fish. It needs to do better. You know, the future of this planet, if we're going to make things work for everyone, needs to be different than what we've done in the past. So, and this I'm total agreement. In terms of the size, it's really hard for me to comment upon that. I guess the thing I can say is we're doing everything we can to be sensitive to that. And personally, I've done a lot of small business myself along the way. I'm personally a consumer of small organic produce, you know, and I love that. I also realize that when you look at a lot of the seafood that's eaten in this country today, it is flown in by airplanes. The CO2 equation of eating that seafood is about 3 times higher than producing it locally. And it's much higher if you compare to local catch. But fortunately, the wild catch situation is not going to be improving significantly in terms of demand for seafood in this country in the next decades. And that's partially that's more or less our fault in terms of pollution, dams, climate change, microplastic. We basically messed up a lot of things on this planet. And the question is, how can we make the best out of it? We believe this is one of the solutions that can make a sustainable future. It's not the only answer. So that's where we're coming from. In the end, I'm trying to really be as sensitive as possible to the small business, small operations perspective here. And anything we can do to, you know, be sensitive to that, we're listening. That's sort of the best thing I can say right now. We've taken many steps in this town already, and it's our focus right now is to do it as sensibly, you know, and good as possible in terms of being a part of this community. That's where we are at this stage, and we're going to continue listening to input how to achieve that. I believe personally that the world doesn't have to be either one or the other. The world needs both, small scale and larger scale. And the question is, how can this community sort of bring those two together in a way that works for everyone? I think, you know, that's maybe the discussion we could be having, potentially. And we're willing to listen and be sensitive.
Well, Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.